Well, I've been saying for months that Italy is the big one. You know, all these Ramonas in Britain painting out Brussels as being this wonderful organisation that everybody subscribes to and thinks is wonderful. It's not. We saw the Hungarian elections with Viktor Orban taking a landslide. But I'd always thought that Italy was going to be really, really exciting. And wow, so it's proved. This week, we have a new Italian government made up of course, the Five Star Movement and... It used to be called the Northern League, but it's now just the League, the Lega. Joining me to talk about this, what I think we could almost call it a revolution, is Marco Zanni, who's sitting here as an MEP for the Lega. How big is this news from Italy?
It's looking at the comments and the reaction by the media, not only around Europe, but also around the world, because yesterday the New York Times reacted to the name of the Prime Minister proposed by those two parties to President Mattarella. It's, as you already said, it's a revolution, not only in the Italian politics, but in the approach or new approach that sovereign government inside the European Union will react to the European Commission and the European Union institution.
To quote the American president, now he ran on a ticket of America first. Is this now Italy first?
Yeah. Matteo Salvini was the first Italian leader to support Trump in the 2016 campaign for the presidential election in the US. And in the Italian campaign before the 4th of March, Matteo Salvini used this Trump approach to the campaign with the prima gli italiani, Italian first, because it was clear that previous Italian governments left behind Italian people to make the interest of the European Union. There is a pretty popular and famous tweet by the former Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi talking about the European Council. He said, we didn't go to the European Council to make the interest of Italian people, but to make the interest of European. This is pretty unconstitutional in Italy.
I mean, what is interesting about Salvini, the leader of the Lega, and he is the Italian Trump, I mean, I rather agree with that, but he is now saying that 500,000 illegal migrants in Italy will be repatriated. Now, this, of course, is leading to international condemnation. Do you actually believe that he's going to become the Home Affairs Minister in Italy, that now looks fairly certain, do you actually believe that policy can be carried out?
Yes, it's. I think that it is possible, and you know better than me that the approach also of the pro-migrants government in Europe has changed in the last 2 years. You remember what Madame Merkel said just in 2015, saying, okay, we are friendly with migrants, our doors are open, and she was forced to retreat her policy about migration because the reaction of German people. So I think that this is possible if there is political legitimation, and I think that Matteo Salvini and the new government that is representing more than 50% of Italian people will be able to deliver on this point. Clearly, we need a different approach by the new government about the problem of migrants.
Will the Italian president, Mr. Mattarella, would he actually allow you to do this? I mean, are you going to face, you form the government, you've got, as you say, between the two of you, over 50% of the vote in the election, and the current polls put you nearer 60% of the vote, so you've got wide popular support. But you're going to find, you know, within the Italian constitution, people that try to stop you from doing things. I've already seen commissioners here in Brussels telling you, you can't do this, you can't do that. Now, I'm asking this question because, you know, I remember going back a short while when Syriza in Greece, a left-wing party, you know, and Mr. Tsipras, who was the attractive, good-looking leader, and I met him here in the European Parliament shortly after he'd met the European Commission, and I saw in his eyes a beaten man. They threatened him, They bullied him, and basically, he gave up on the manifesto upon which he was elected. Are you telling me that your two parties will stand firm in the face, perhaps, of the Italian president, but certainly in the face of the European Commission?
That's the biggest challenge of this new government. If they will be able to be firm and coherent with the policies that they wrote down in this government contract, and to push back the pressure, not only for the president Mattarella, that is clearly representative of the pro-European elites in Italy, and is trying to, let's say, manipulate this government from the beginning. So if they will be able to push back from the request of the Commission, if they will be able to set up some instruments, especially protecting our banking system from the attacks of the other European countries and the Commission, then they will be successful in challenging the European Union status quo. What is the problem? Italy is not Greece, and that is pretty clear also to faceless and elected bureaucrats here in Brussels. But the big mistakes, in my view, that Mr. Tsipras did was to question not all the European Union project and the euro, but just the austerity, without making any connection between the austerity and the euro. So he was pro-European Union, he was pro-euro, have never had in mind to bring Greece outside the euro. So that was the big mistake. Matteo Salvini has a really different approach. He is questioning the European Union. He is saying that the euro is wrong and it will break up in the near future.
No, well,
the approach is very different.
This is very interesting.
This is the message that he is sending to Brussels.
You know,
I am not Tsipras, and Italy is not Greece.
No, I get that point. You're far bigger, and I think there is more resolve in this government, and I can see that already very clearly. Now, for years in the UK, I've been told that I'm a nutcase, I'm mad, because I'm against the European Union, but the whole of the rest of Europe thinks it's wonderful. So what I'm going to do with you, Marco Zanni, MEP, is I'm going to give you the UKIP test. I'm going to find out how Eurosceptic you are. Now, when you hear the European anthem, do you stand to attention?
Not at all.
When you see the European flag, do you pay respect to it?
Not at all. I pay respect to the Italian flag.
When? Would you like to have your children serving in a European army?
No, not at all. Maybe not also in the Italian army, but I prefer they will stay in Italy working for the benefits of the Italian people and the Italian government, but not for a fake government as the European.
Is it time to leave the euro?
Yes. I mean, the euro is finished. I mean, it is unsustainable. So it's just a matter of time that the euro will break up, because there is any macroeconomic and economic sense and rationale behind the euro. So they, in 1992, when they drafted up the Maastricht Treaty, that is the milestone, the base of the euro, they said with the euro, there will be a convergence between the European economies and the European countries. What is the result after almost 20 years of this project? That the economies are diverging, and that divergences and inequalities between European people are spreading and rising. So the euro is clearly wrong, is unsustainable, and it will break up really soon. I come from the investment banking background and industry, and sometimes I come to London talking with old friends working in the industry, and they are aware, so big investors are aware that the euro is not sustainable, and that very soon, maybe not tomorrow, but in the midterm, it will break up, because it is unsustainable, technically speaking, and also politically speaking, because in order to have common currency, you have to have common people and common language. in the European Union, we don't have European people. It's just a fake construction by the European Commission. And look at the European Parliament. We have 24 different...
I'm laughing, Marco.
We are not the United States.
I'm laughing, Marco, because I've been making these arguments for over 20 years in the United Kingdom. I think, on balance, if I have to do the litmus test to examine your Eurosceptic credentials, you're probably more Eurosceptic than I am, and I think there's going to be a remarkable change. One last question. If Mr. Juncker and Mr. Tusk and the commissioners and those that are running this project, if they don't listen to your calls for Italy to control its own borders and to be very much in control of its own economy, does that mean that Italexit eventually could come?
Yeah, that's for sure. But Italy is not threatening the European Union projects. It's the European Union that is threatening the survival of Europe. Look at what is happening. European countries are at the lowest in their bilateral relations. And as I said, this project forced and feeded the divergences and the hostility between European countries. So if Mr. Juncker, if people that are supporting the European Union are smart people, and I have some doubt about this, they will understand that the willingness of European people is changing. European nationals, Italians, Germans, people from the United Kingdom are asking for competencies coming back from Brussels. So if they are able, if they really love Europe, that is something different from the European Union, they will react positively to this request by the European people. If not, the European Union will collapse, because there is no support from people. You cannot force by law European integration. If people are requesting to think about the European project, maybe saying that we are going too far, then if you are a good politician, you have to understand those needs, and you have to consider that if you want to save Europe, if you want to have prosperity in Europe, then you have to rethink about the European Union project. You have to drop the euro, because it's clearly dangerous for European economies, and maybe you have to find another institutional framework for the cooperation of European sovereign countries. That's the only way, in my view, in which Europe can succeed together in replying and in responding to the challenges of the new economy, China, new power rising, the US that now will be less committed to Europe and so on. So that's just a matter of time, as I said. If we are not able to give concrete responses to European citizens, then the European Union will collapse, and there will be negative effect also for bureaucrats here in Brussels that are spending a lot of political efforts in trying to keeping ongoing something that is really unnatural, is something that is dangerous for European people.
That was Marco Zani, MEP for the Lega, and they're going into government this week in Italy. And I'm just reflecting on things that he's just said. You know, they used to say that I was the European Union's worst nightmare. Not anymore.